This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hour number four, final hour of Dirt and Sprague for 2025, and it's not with Dirt and Sprague, it's with Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor.
Hey-o.
Appreciate the guys letting us fill in for these last few days. Appreciate the engagement on the text line, on YouTube, the listeners chiming in. It's been a fun past couple days.
Appreciate my guy, one Jason Swigard, man. Thanks for letting us chill,
he
bro.
He should be appreciating us because he didn't have to do 3 days of best of shows. So, if
that's
anything.
Very true. That's a lot of building he would have to do for a couple days.
Oh, no. I'm ecstatic you guys were here.
Yeah. But also, nice to have a consummate professional like Jason Swigard.
Absolutely.
Waving his finger at me.
It's good to have number. Good to have number
one
here.
We're going to stay on the clock this hour because we're going to want to talk to Gundy. Statter story can linger.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
See, we were going to get into some Blazer stuff here, but I know that we're going to have Gunderson on there asking him some questions. Blazers set to start a road trip tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight they're in OKC.
OKC,
then
I knew that.
They go to New Orleans. They owe him one for that stinker they had there a few weeks ago. And then they're at San Antonio. So this is kind of brutal.
And you would not say it would be brutal because of that New Orleans game, but you're right. They lost to him last time they played.
That's the one they have to go
gave up. They gave one up.
Like, look, well, they gave up like 140
points. The Thunder
are going to
give them the business tonight.
You think so, huh?
Yes.
I don't know. That 15.5 is looking tasty.
I mean,
Blazers covering that 15.5.
That's a whole lot of points, man.
I hope they're within 15.5 at halftime.
Yeah. I think they cover.
You saying Blazers cover tonight?
I think they cover.
15.5?
Yeah.
Oh, you think OKCR is already starting the New Year's plans?
Oh, man. Yeah, they because this is a game to where it's New Year's Eve. We're they're at home, right?
Yes.
OKC?
Yes. It's a road trip. It's a three-game road
home,
trip.
Like, you're champions. Everything is free for you, you know, for the night. Like, yeah, I'm not thinking about this. The lowly Trailblazers right now.
No, I think they're still raw that they hung a loss on them.
Oh, okay. So
potentially,
even
yes.
though they beat them since that, or have they played since
they
that
did.
Game?
They did.
Okay, because
didn't go well for Portland.
Didn't go well.
Yeah, I'm looking at the
like they beat the hell out of them. I think
that's right. Okay, sorry, I'm looking at the Portland schedule. I saw a loss, but that is Portland schedule I'm looking at. Yes, the 123-115 OKC game on November.
That game got closer 30. Because of the end, but it wasn't.
I mean, if Chris Murray doesn't play tonight on top of everybody else that's already out, what do you, I mean?
To quote Vince McMahon, no chance in hell.
No chance. Yeah, and this will be something I asked Gundy. You mentioned about the everybody else not playing. I kind of want to save the question for him. But, man, this Blazers team, they sure do a good job of making you think, hey, man, this team, That's a solid win against Boston. Hey, we won four in a row, beat the Warriors, beat the Sacramento Kings on back-to-back night. Sure, we let the Kings hang around when they probably shouldn't have, but then, hey, we got them the next night, held them to 93 points, which I'm pretty sure is a season low that we held them to in a game. And then you go in GAC one to Detroit, GAC one to Orlando, let the Clippers work in. You're like, oh, my God, here's this team again. And then, yeah, you beat Boston. And then you play Dallas, and you damn near let Dallas come back and beat you again, just like what happened in the first game against Dallas. This team, say what you will, they play with your emotions. They yeah. keep you engaged just on a strictly an emotional basis.
They keep it interesting. Like they keep it interesting. Who wants to just win all the time? That's boring. Let's give you two wins, and then two terrible losses, and then three incredible wins, and then three just crappy losses. Like, that's what it means to be a Blazer fan.
So they'll lose to OKC tonight by, like, 10. You know, they'll cover. They'll make it interesting. Then they'll lose to the Pelicans again. And then they'll somehow beat the Spurs. That sounds about like a pretty. Sounds like a very Blazery road trip.
My
to me.
Guess is, yeah, that plane. They might not even shower after the game. Get on that plane. Get out of OKC and get to New Orleans in time for New Year's Eve midnight. Have their fun because I don't think they play till the 2nd. I think they play on Friday.
Correct, Friday.
So they got all day to lie around. I think Portland's just.
Do you think Tiago's going to let him go nuts on New Year's night?
I don't think they'll go nuts, but I think you get there tonight and they can do whatever they want to do, sleep it off, have a late practice on the 1st, and then dial in because you got to win that. You have to win the New Orleans game.
Is New Orleans central no. time zone?
Yes.
They are? So OKC is also central
yeah,
time zone,
so
correct?
7 p.m. tip. Like, they'll be in New Orleans by 1 a.m.
Ah, that sucks. You're going to have to sell. You're not going to even be able to celebrate New Year's.
Oh, they'll still celebrate.
On the plane?
Sure.
I don't know if you can do that. If I'm a coach, I'm not letting you celebrate.
I'm letting you do that now.
If you take a loss against OKC tonight.
You guys got till noon tomorrow.
There's no banging
noon,
pots and pans.
Your butts are getting up. We're having some film.
You ever been to Oklahoma yeah. City?
No.
You're
I don't
getting
think...
the hell out of there absolutely as soon as possible.
You ever been
nobody,
to Oklahoma?
Does, nobody does Swag? New huh? Year's like OKC.
You ever been
okay?
to Oklahoma?
No.
So my buddy to. Went to Langston University out there. So I went to go, you know, kind of hang out
up?
With him once. No, it's a real place.
Is that a real school or is that
it's
like
a, it's a real
prep?
It is an absolutely okay. real school.
It's a land grant university, whatever that means.
It's a black college in, oh, okay. In Oklahoma. And when I say there is very little to do there, I'm overshooting it. I'm overstating that. There is less than little enough to do there. And if you're the Blazers, you're going to be stuck there tonight kicking it in OKC, which is fine. I'm sure you're going to find a lot of tens in Oklahoma City if you're a professional basketball player. All the shorties are going to come to you. You'll be fine.
What's an Oklahoma City 10? Is that like a New Orleans 7? A New Orleans 8?
I don't know what a New Orleans 10 is. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's a good point, yeah.
I don't really know what that is. So I would say, I would probably go ahead and venture to say it's probably a, let's call.
Equal playing ground, maybe?
Yeah, let's
well,
call it an LA 7.
The thing is, New
7.
Orleans, you're getting people from all over the country
yeah,
who want to go
true.
To New Orleans.
So
not Oklahoma.
An Oklahoma City
lots of
10
corn fed.
Tonight is like a New yeah. Orleans like 5
I mean, if you're into
Buckle
Bunnies, have eight. Fun. But yeah. if you're not, then get me the hell out of there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm going red ass coach if I'm Tiago Splitter. We lose this game in OKC. When we get to New Orleans, we're getting in the hotel and you're going right to bed.
No.
Everybody's got a 7 o'clock curfew.
Curfew. curfew. Nope. Right when we get to the hotel room and check in, you ain't going anywhere.
Lights out at 9.
Asking any questions till noon tomorrow. Be at the film session. If you're not, I am all over your ass.
Everybody comes in with their hoodie and glasses.
Oh, dude. They're losing that game to New Orleans.
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
They're losing that game to New Orleans 100%.
That's okay. There's certain places. Jordan only won in Toronto a few times because it's Toronto when the Raptors became a franchise. Like the Bulls, I think in that 72-10 year, the Bulls lost to them twice because I got to go to Toronto and we're hanging out and it's just one of those things. You go to New York, you go to LA. I don't want them to have a team in Vegas. How does that work out?
That's going to be a mess.
That's going to be terrible.
Vegas might go undefeated at home.
They might.
Every year if they get it.
They might. Send girls to the players' rooms and stuff like that.
What do you
might.
Want to know? Don't blame them. All right. Well, let's have a more serious Blazers conversation, shall we? And we will do that with Eric Gunderson of Blazers Banter. We have him on for the Daily Ticker next here on Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Today's Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Sparkle Hops. Sparkle into the new year with the hops you love and fruity flavors with Pelican's non-alcoholic hop-infused sparkling refreshers.
Daily Ticker time here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor. And we got our boy Eric Gunderson live, not from the toilet, not from the bathroom. He is on a nice, comfy lounge chair, kind of like that. What are those old commercials? The dude in the Maxwell chair, the cassette audio commercials. Do you know what I'm talking about with the big speakers?
Oh, like the oh yeah, I remember that. And yeah, kind of hair blew back once the speakers came on.
He's got already like a nice glass of whiskey or something like that. Are you a whiskey drinker? What's your drink of choice, Eric? Do you drink?
Yes, I will drink. Yeah. And then, I'm not a completely sober, human. I'll dabble. I do like whiskey. I also like tequila. Like
there it is.
A good Reposado tequila. Mm,
there you go.
Which sometimes can be like a whiskey. So, you know, I would say I like it, but in the winter I definitely lean more whiskey. Than tequila.
Gotcha. Well, this Blazers team throughout the season will definitely lead you to drink every once in a while, depending on what night it is. Some nights it's a good drink. Some nights it's a, oh my God, we just did that drink. We were talking before having you on, like, this team does a very good job of playing with your emotions on a weekly basis. I mean, they will have a nice little win streak, beat the Warriors. take care of the Kings a couple times and then gack it to the Pistons and then lose a few more games to the Magic, and then you get a win against the Celtics, and then you also have the win against the Mavericks where you almost lost to them in the same exact fashion. Like, how do you deal with this team on a night in and night out basis yourself, as far as expectations and where you think like the rest of this season is going to play out?
I just start off with every game, no matter whether they're favored or whether they're underdogs, assuming that it's going to come down to the last four or five possessions and that they're going to have to make clutch free throws if they're going to win the game. Because it's very uncanny. I can't really remember a Blazer team like this where it doesn't really matter who the opponent is. It's always going to be like an excruciatingly close final 2 minutes, and it's going to have like all kinds of ranges of emotion at the end of the game. And you just kind of need to get there. Like, it doesn't matter if they're down 20, they're up 20, they'll blow it or they'll come back, and then it'll be a back and forth, and it'll be decided a lot of times at the free throw line. I mean, their clutch free throws have been rough. I mean, they made them the other night against Dallas, but these late games have been tough, and I think the free throws has been one of the bigger things at the end of these games that has cost them a lot of games.
So we know injuries have been the biggest storyline of Trailblazer basketball this year. Right now, there's no Jeremy, no Drew, Thibault, Scoot. Wesley's been out. We're hearing Chris Murray is going to be out with an injury. Williams doesn't play on back-to-backs. How should fans be judging this team that we're seeing on the floor every night?
You know, I think it's fair to judge them as they are. You know, these guys are pros. You know, even though a lot of the guys that are playing on two-way contracts right now, you know, they get paid too. And but I mean, it is. I think some of the stuff that's going on with the turnovers is kind of hard to suss out for me personally, because they are playing without really any true point guard at all. And then so that's like one of the things that I think is like they are the worst team in the league when it comes to forcing in terms of turning the ball over. But I do think that's probably more of a product of the fact of the injuries. I do think it's fair to judge them though, you know, on how they play and how they finish these games. And I do think, I guess one good thing is that you're seeing Denny, Avdija, and Shaedon Sharpe get a lot of reps as the guy that maybe they wouldn't get with point guards. But I do think it's fair to judge them, you know, how they're playing, how Coach Splitter is, you know, managing the rotations and trying to manage the scheme. I think it's definitely fair to judge where the team is at right now. But I mean, hey, they made something out of that homestand that I thought was going to, it looked like it was about to be 0-5.
Yeah. It's true. Wrapping up well. Speaking of just like the last few games, I'm taking a look. I know that he's been playing well, but up until that overtime game with Sacramento, so basically the beginning of the season to the Golden State game, Donovan Klingon had double-digit points 7 times in a game. And basically since, that Sacramento overtime win, so the last 7 games, he has been in double figures 6 times. He's had 5 double-doubles.
Yeah.
What have you noticed with Klingon and his game that is, I wouldn't say like turned a corner, but I mean this output that he's given right now, it's probably the best of his career.
Oh, definitely. I think he's really just realized like, hey, I am 7'3".
Yes.
You know what I mean? like I think he's realized like he's 7'3". When he gets the ball in the paint, he gets that rebound. He's going back up with it a little bit more. He's starting to hit his threes as well. That's helped. Like, you know, because he's got to have that to his game too. Almost everyone's got to be able to shoot a three these days in the NBA. But I think a lot of it is just realizing, hey, I'm bigger than a lot of these teams. When a lot of these teams go small, like that's kind of an insult to you. You know what I mean? Like as the center, like, and so I think he's taking it personally, getting those second chance rebounds and finishing at the basket. I think that's been the biggest change from what I've seen. And then he's got a couple threes going.
So you get a chance to see this team up close and personal, practice and everything like that. What's the most challenging part of covering a rebuilding team that has a lot of potential like the Blazers?
Well, you know, this season was, I think the challenging part about this season in particular is the the rhetoric that came from the front office that this is going to be a different year, that this is going to be a year where they, you know, try and win games. And then, you know, a lot of stuff happens. I mean, I've never covered a team where the coach got arrested midseason. Like, it has been challenging for sure. And it's also challenging to manage the expectations of, like, the expectations are low, but the fans want to see the growth, and they can get frustrated. And then everyone's like, well, it's a process, but also it's like, you know, a lot of the guys that are coaching day to day or in the front office, you know, they still want to have an, you know, some kind of growth marker to show, hey, we're improving. So I think it's difficult in the sense that the expectations are there this time, but it does, for a lot of this season, mostly because of injuries, it has felt like the last couple of years. Although I, you know, Danny Avia, the way he's played, you know, that is not, he is playing at a crazy high level right now that, like, isn't typical of a rebuilding team. I would say, like, the way Avia has played is not what you typically see on rebuilds.
I gotta ask about the injuries. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's one thing, like, where it's injuries are happening, but it just seems like the timeline, the communication about some of these injuries, like, no one really knows what the hell is going on. And I don't know if you have a better grasp on things, but what is going on? I mean, it seems like with Drew, it's like, he's going to be out maybe for a couple. It's been over a month now. With Scoot, it was 4 to 8 weeks and then reevaluated. And then he's been reevaluated, and he is clearly not ready. I mean, with T. Seibel, we were looking at it this morning. He's averaging 25 games a season with the Blazers at this point. Again, with Jeremy Grant, I mean, it's just like, it just seems like there's a lot of cloud of confusion around what is happening with the injuries. And I just hope that you can try and make sense of it for us and some of the listeners out there.
Yeah, no, I know the frustrations for the fans, and also for us as media. You know, we ask at these press conferences where Tiago Splitter talks as, like, the spokesperson of the team, and we ask, and he basically tells us he can't tell us anything.
Yeah,
and so, like, that is frustrating. And, like, you know, I went to University of Oregon. I know how, like, some programs work around injuries, but, like, there's, you know, the Ducks win. You know, at least the football team does. And I think the benefit of the doubt with the Blazers isn't really there in the market right now with, like, okay, well, we trust you from the fans is what I kind of see.
Right.
And so I understand the frustration from the fan base. I also, you know, I wish I knew more about what was going on there, but they're kind of, you know, it seems like some of the people, or at least when we're asking them on the record, you know, they don't really know. And yeah, the Drew thing has been frustrating. I think maybe that with the calf strain, maybe what they want to say is, like, well, this guy's 35 years old, and maybe we're going to take a little bit longer with it than we thought initially. And but they're not saying that. You know, they're kind of leaving it up to the imagination of the fans and people who follow the team about what's going on. And so, you know, I do feel for the people that have to speak for this on the Blazers side of things, because I don't think they're trying to purposely not keep us in the dark, but I think that they're managing some stuff behind the scenes. And so I wish I knew more about that. And I know that answer is incredibly frustrating for fans and people who want to know, hey, can I plan in a couple of weeks to buy a ticket to this game? You know, like, is Drew going to be back? Is Matisse going to be back? And,
Amber and Ian with Amber Wilson and Ian Fitzsimmons.
Whoa. For me, that makes it interesting again, because, man, did I get
Swag
bored
is
by it.
Looking at the board right now, it. Like, it's got two heads. Still there, Eric?
Yeah, I am. That was crazy. I got dropped immediately. I was like, wow. Right.
You know, Swag, he's on the clock, but, man, he was really on it right there, making sure that we were
and
done
we're
with
done.
This interview. Sorry, you can finish up there.
No, yeah, you guys hit me with the hard network out. I was like... I was crazy, but I mean, I get the frustrations from the fans. I mean, I hope we'll get some answers, but I feel like even when we've heard, like, rumors about, like, oh yeah, in, like, a couple of weeks we'll learn more, then a couple of weeks happen, we don't learn anything. So I don't want to say, so I'm kind of being like them now, where it's like, I don't want to say anything because then that timeline gets moved and that creates frustration. So yeah. They're kind of in a pickle right now, and they're putting the fans in a pickle too, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the transparency factor that, you know, they're trying to give as much information without, you know, telling the full story. And I think, like you said, that's kind of the frustrating thing with this whole injury situation. Well, Gundy, thank you for coming on, man. I know I reached out to you last week, and we planned for it this time. Wanted to get you on kind of as a end of the year into this break wrap of the State of the Union address, if you will, about the Blazers. So I appreciate you taking the time with us today, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, Joe. Thanks for having and Swag, of course.
Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year. That is Eric Gunderson, a Blazer banter, friend of the show, comes on all the time with Dirt and Sprague. Glad he could make some time for us. All right, let's take a break. It's time for Stat or Story next.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Stat or Story time here. Doing a little bit later than normal, but I had to move some things around because of Gundy. But we're getting it done. We're making it happen. It's your favorite segment's favorite segment. We each got a stat.
Yeah,
or
you
story.
Guys want to go? Who wants to go first?
Rashad, do you want to go? Do you want me to go? I mean,
it's up to you guys.
I can go.
I'll throw the tee at the tee box, and wherever it bounces, I think that's leaning towards me.
I think that's you, bro. You
okay.
Got
to go fish.
All right. Your number. 63,984. 63,984.
Okay.
Is it the amount of passing yards in Phillip Rivers' career, which now should be over officially? He will not be starting. Riley Leonard will start in his place. And then Riley Leonard gets hurt, then Phillip Rivers might have to come in. Or is it the amount in dollars that Portland strippers raised for Dornbecker's Children's Hospital at their annual Tatas for Toys fundraiser event?
Ooh. Which strip club?
I don't think it was a strip. I think they had it. It's a annual event. It's held at the Alberta Rose Theater.
Ooh. I'm going to say stat. Phillip Rivers played for like 30 years.
I don't think he had that many yards.
Yeah.
I don't think he was close to that. I'm going to go story.
Stat for Rashad.
Yes.
Story. I don't have the buzzer noises here on my page.
Come on, stat.
Ding for Rashad. For Jason Swigard. That is the amount of passing yards.
Did he have that many?
63,984.
He played a lot of years.
Yeah, that is a lot of years of football and a lot of passing yards. I mean, he was that dude for a while.
I love
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, man. Uncle Phil, man. Or granddaddy Phil this point.
Happy Phil.
Happy Phil, man. I would be happy, too, if I was 44 and just got an NFL contract for a couple days, too.
63,984. I believe that puts him at, like, 11th all time passing yards.
What's his best year?
His best year.
Did he ever have a 5,000-yard year?
Let me look here. That's adjusted passing. I need overall passing. His best year, 2010, he threw for 4,700. Well, 2015, he threw for 4,792. 29 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. They went 4-12 that year, though. So, I mean, you know, probably a lot of garbage time.
Okay.
Led the league in 2010 with 4,710 yards, 4,710 yards, 30 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Led the league in 2008 with 34 touchdowns. Good little career for
Phil
Rivers.
Balled out for a long time.
The annual Tatas for Toys event, 15th annual, they did not raise 63,800 and some change. They did raise $60,000, though.
Jeez Louise. People love Tatas, man.
That makes them the top donor to the Dornbecker's Children's Hospital.
Yes, they deserve a wing.
If that is not the most Portland, Oregon story right there, that strippers raised the most amount of money and are the top donor to Dornbecker's Children's Hospital.
All in once.
They've been doing this for 15 years. They have donated $183,000 worth of toys over the last over the last few years.
That's awesome.
So congratulations to the Tatas for Toys fundraiser there. Crushing it. $60,000 this year. Amazing.
Well, my number is 5,151.
5,151. 5,151.
Okay. Is it the combined number of yards Caleb Williams has in wins over the last two seasons?
In wins?
Yes, in just winning games.
Okay.
Right? Or...
Wait, what?
So, in wins...
In the combined number of what?
Of yards that Caleb Williams has had in winning games over the last two
years.
A
very granular stat there.
Okay.
Well, last year was terrible. This year was much better, right?
Okay.
He won five games last year. This year they won 11. So, much different. Or... is the number of winning lottery tickets sold in North Carolina with the same winning numbers?
Recently?
Recently.
They had that many same numbers? I don't believe that. I'm saying this is a stat. There's no way that they sold that many lottery tickets with the same numbers on them. They go like, what, Michael Jordan, 23. Michael Jordan, 45. Yeah, no, I'm going stat.
Going stat?
I'll say stat.
This is a story.
5,151 so with the same numbers?
Apparently, it's a common phenomenon in North Carolina Education Lottery for thousands of people to win using the same combinations. These combinations were 9-1-1. There were 5,151 tickets sold with the winning numbers on it that equaled to $1.43 million.
Wow.
Guess how much everybody got?
Well, yeah, 1.43 split up between like 5,000 people.
Whopping $277 for each one of those people.
That's like a class action lawsuit. What the hell?
Yeah. So yes, okay. Caleb Williams through two seasons in the winning games that he's had has 4,383 yards.
Very, all right. Very granular stat you went with there.
Yeah.
The amount of yards and wins.
Yeah, because they didn't get a lot of those last year. So I figured, why not?
Okay. All right.
Your final number is 7. Is it the number of schools based in a Pacific time zone that will have played in the Orange Bowl when Oregon takes the field?
Okay.
The Orange Bowl game, not the physical old Orange Bowl. The Orange Bowl game.
Gotcha.
Or is it the number of iterations of the ball dropping in Times Square that have... been at that have they have used
gotcha
since they started dropping the ball in Times Square.
So like after every so years they replace it with a new one.
Yeah, or technology, you know, that sort of thing.
So 7 different balls.
I'm saying story.
7 different balls or 7 Pacific time zone teams that have played in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Or times. You could have schools that have played in multiple.
Yeah. Well, I know Stanford's been in it once. God, I can't even think of 17. I'm gonna say it's a story as well, because all I can think of is just that Stanford Harbaugh team and trying to think of 6 more teams that have won the Orange Bowl. Maybe national championship games, things like that. But maybe USC got one year during their run. Yeah, I'm going to say this is a story, though. Damn.
You guys are right.
Do you have the list of teams?
I do.
All right.
There are 6.
6 of them.
Well,
okay.
6 times has it occurred. USC's done it twice.
That they have played.
Played in the Orange Bowl.
Not necessarily won. Okay.
We'll get to that in a second.
All right.
So, yes, USC. Let me go back and find these. So USC's done it. Stanford has done it. Oregon, obviously.
So Oregon, you're counting one of them as the 6.
Yes, they will be the 6.
Okay.
Oregon versus Texas Tech. USC in 2005 and 2003. Stanford in 2011.
Right. Jim Harbaugh.
Washington. When did Washington play in there?
Was that wasn't against Texas, was it? In the playoff a couple years ago? Maybe that was the Sugar Bowl that they played.
Where are they? Washington.
I don't know. Swaggy.
1985 against Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then you got to go back to, this is going to get you, 1950.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
15th ranked Santa Clara. Taking on 12th ranked Kansas.
The Broncos.
Who was number one that
year?
Or
no, number 11, Kentucky. Pardon me. 15th ranked Santa Clara versus Kentucky 21-13.
Look at those powerhouses.
January 2nd, 1950.
How about that?
In the Orange Bowl. The thing of note that Duck fans should pay attention to, Pacific Time Zone teams are 5-0 all time
there
in the
you go.
Orange Bowl.
Let's Forget go, baby.
Forget the conferences.
Start squeezing them oranges. We got the juice.
No, there have been 7 iterations of the Times Square ball. It first started in 2007. It was made of wood and iron, adorned with 125-watt light bulbs and 5 feet in diameter, weighed 700 pounds.
Damn.
The current Times Square ball is 12 foot in diameter, weighing 11,875 pounds.
11,000 pounds?
It is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystals and illuminated by 32,256 LED lights.
I was wondering if they're using like Swarovski crystals or something like that now to decorate
Waterford
that thing.
Crystals.
Waterford crystals.
That is
gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, man.
So 11,000 pounds?
Yeah. How much do you think that cost, you know,
well, the ball?
Yeah.
I would like to find that out. Yeah.
So yeah.
That's one expensive ball.
I don't know how long this current ball has been being used.
Been in use? Well, you don't want to give balls too much use. They'll get worn out.
Well, never mind.
That's why you got to replace them after
now, a while. Several other cities have their own little something to drop.
Yeah.
In Mobile, Alabama, a 12-foot, 600-pound electric moon pie drops at midnight.
Tracks. Okay.
In Eastport, Maine, a giant sardine drops.
Sure. That tracks.
In Tempe, a giant tortilla chip will fall into a massive bowl of salsa.
That is fantastic.
That's actually kind of cool. Yeah.
What else we got? In Key West, Florida, an enormous ruby slipper drops holding a drag queen, a conch shell drops, and a pirate wrench drops from the mast of a tall ship.
Gotcha.
It's kind of tight. What drops here in Oregon? Because we have a ball drop thing, too.
Do we?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's happening. Yeah, downtown. I guess it's happening now.
I know. Isn't there something on the top of the Space Needle up in Seattle?
Yeah,
they
think
shoot
there
fireworks
is.
Off.
Seattle, everything closes so early there on New Year's. Been there a couple of years. Everything closes like 12:30.
12:30, they're done?
Yeah, like, okay, guys, here's your champagne. See you later.
Well, it kind of sounds like this city 365 days of the year. So,
usually. Right. Usually.
Well, thank you for the ball dropping story. I mean, it's always always good to hear about balls being dropped or tortillas being dropped into salsa. That's fantastic what Tempe's doing out there. That is Saturday story for you. Another great iteration, the final iteration of Status Story in the Big 2-5. And then we will go to our final segment of Dirt and Sprague in the Big 2-5 next here on the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well,
2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Man, me and Rashad is having a great conversation to end the big 2-5 over here.
Yeah, man, probably the best conversation of the year.
I think it's a question that has to be asked. Because me and Rashad were talking about, well, mostly what I used to do in high school to my friends, what I would send them pictures of. I have to ask, though, have you done this before, Rashad?
Which part?
not the sending pictures of what I told you.
Okay, yes.
But have you ever weighed yourself before and after going number two?
Yes.
Have you ever jumped on the scale, see what your weight is, you go and take a deuce, and then you jump on the scale right after to find out, oh, dude, that was a pound and a half right there lost.
So I don't do it before, but, you know, nice little workout in, hit the restroom, weigh myself, like, huh.
I think Jason Swigard's done this at least once.
3 pounds down today.
I think he's done this at least once.
No, you have totally misjudged me, and there are things that I could not.
You've never been curious?
No. I don't care. Just get it out of my system. I feel better. Move on to the next thing.
You're like, oh my God, this is gonna be rough. No, I'm curious actually. How much weight am I about to lose here?
Nah.
My son finds it quite entertaining. I'll hit him after going to the bathroom. I'll be like, hey.
Down 3 pounds.
1.2 pounds.
Oh no. I always get my workout in, then do that, and then get in the shower and get my day started.
So. I guarantee there are listeners out there. If there is one listener out there, please text in that you have done this. I know I'm not alone out there in the fan community. And we're not alone tonight celebrating the new year in the big 2-6.
Looking forward to it. It's a weird year, 2026, but hey, let's do it.
Yeah, it doesn't have as much fun of as a ring as the Big 2-5, but Rashad, I appreciate you and the Big 2-5, the Big 2-6, and all the years to come, my friend.
My man, love you, bro.
Jason Swagger, I appreciate your help over
Thank
the last few days.
Thank you guys for filling in.
Thank you, Swag.
Much appreciated, so enjoy the new year and the football and the festivities.
I will, and I appreciate Dirt and Sprague, I appreciate the station, I appreciate all the listeners out there hanging
yes,
with
do.
Us the last few days. It's been a fun last Tuesday, it's been a fun Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week, and it'll be a fun year next year as well. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My man.
Jason Swigard, appreciate you as always. And appreciate all you listeners out there. Have a great New Year's Eve. Be safe. And have a great second round of the college football playoffs. You will catch Rashad and I on Saturday, Sports Saturday, 9 to 11. We will see you then. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.